Hey, welcome to this weekend podcast of Malloy. Perhaps you're locked down, you're in a major metropolitan city, and you just can't get out anywhere and do anything. Well, here's a bit of entertainment for you right now. Let's check out our Clown of the Week on Malloy.
There are many contenders.
The eagle has landed.
I had an accidental dog bite.
My boobs have kept growing.
Who will it be this week?
You'd be on the seafood diet, wouldn't you? Your seafood need it?
Oh. Okay.
Time to reveal.
New South Wales is the gold standard.
Clown of the Week.
Oh, we've covered a bit of ground there already. Why would you do that, Jake?
What? I don't know. I mean, I've turned 50, so the dad jokes are coming thick and fast.
You've got a license.
That's
to tell
it.
That
I can
joke.
Do it now.
All right. 133353, get involved. Clown of the Week. They're already piling in. I think we know who the biggest clowns in this country of the week are. They've brought a nation to its knees. Simon, who would you like to clown?
They have to be the three removalists from Sydney, wouldn't it?
The Sydney removalists have brought down two entire states. I think South Australia's on the ropes now too, but Victoria, definitely. I'm speechless. I don't know how this happens, and I think we are now working with an unsustainable model. When two men, three men, can get a city of 5 million people locked down.
Yep.
There's no way out.
That's
unless
right.
We all get vaccinated, because this will happen again and again
happening.
And again. Any dick out there who thinks it's an option, go and live somewhere else. Mm. But let us get on. Let everyone who runs a small business, everyone who wants to go to the footy, everyone who wants to go to the pub and have a drink on a Friday night, go about their business.
And what about the health workers too? Like, you know, you don't want to be working 24/7 in ER, get someone on a ventilator and try, you know what I mean? Like, it's just everybody's concerned with this.
Three removalists who, let's just say, I think the phrase was not quite forthcoming.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
With their contact tracing.
No good.
Have brought a state to their knees. And who let them in? What's going on? We are all the effects.
That's it.
This will happen again and again and again until everyone's got the two jabs.
Get the jabs. Simple.
Thanks a lot, you dicks. Hey, James on that one. James has got a clown. Who would you like to clown, James?
Yeah, I want to clown the bloke who got four vaccinations. He's effectively...
There's people
who want a vaccination, can't get on, and then this bloke got four, which means he had to lie about whether he'd had one previously.
He's the pincushion, I call him. He's gone. Yeah. He's hogging it. He's gone to the back of the queue. Yeah. He's jumped the queue.
Yeah.
He's taking them, as you rightly point out, off people who need them.
I don't think getting four vaccinations is any good for you either, by the way.
I told you when I'd wanted my shot. Daktari style, which was out the back of a moving vehicle with like a tranquilizing gun. Don't even tell me. Just surprise me.
That's
Just drop me in the street.
Take him down.
With
the dart to the arse.
Some Pfizer.
Yeah.
Duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft. Award winning. Available at Dan Murphy's for you there, James.
It is. It's flying off the shelves. Be your best friend.
Yeah.
Dan Murphy's and Brick Lane.
Are you in lockdown? Because
your best
you love
friend's
it.
In lockdown. No, can I clown someone?
Who do you want to clown?
Conor McGregor. Now, Conor McGregor's lost three of his last four fights, but still comes out swinging. Last week, he was lying on the octagon with a broken leg.
Yeah, and it was nasty looking, too.
And he still didn't seem to be taking it all that well. Here he is talking about the wife of his opponent.
Your wife is in me DMs, hey, baby. Hit me back on my chat later on. We'll be at the after party, the Win Nightclub, baby. You're looking bitch, you little...
Okay, it's a measured response from.
Look, he was in a lot of pain. He might have been saying things he was thinking through at the time, but oh my God.
What about this one? The federal government bang, do it. Just clown them.
Okay.
For rolling out a graphic ad of a woman struggling to breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Due to the effects of COVID.
Mm.
As many point out, the woman appears to be younger than 40 years old.
Mm.
And therefore is ineligible to be vaccinated by Pfizer under their own rules. But they're saying it's not that authentic or realistic.
Okay.
Let's have a listen to the ad.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Mm.
Personally, I'm not unused to that response from the ladies.
You are an idiot.
It's almost got a documentary feel to it. Out of my house.
On a ventilator.
No, I'm not on a
sicko,
ventilator.
Yeah.
What
bloody
do you think I am, a sicko?
Sicko. You are, Mick Molloy. You need
you
a good
always
arm.
Have to take it to a place that makes it...
Seriously. I clan you. Let's see. Comment.
Well, we've put together an idea for a better ad for the federal government involving Josh Frydenberg himself.
Okay.
JobKeeper saved our bacon.
Sorry. Lucky I've got some water. Too long a speech.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
It's pretty effective. You know what? I think even we could look closer to home.
What are you talking about?
For like a COVID ad. Because you might remember we had Denise Scott on the show. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. And
Dave,
you happened to...
Dave, this has got yellow cards.
You happened to cough live on air. And as I've pointed out many times before, that microphone you talk into, there is a big button called a cough button.
Well, thanks for the lesson in radio.
You can push that button and it will mute the cough. We'll have a listen.
Someone's going to have their eye out. isn't Alex. There a talking tram somewhere?
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
I think it works. I think it's effective.
John's on the line. Who do you want to clown, John?
Mickey, I want to clown like you, mate. Channel 9 for not doing free air on the rugby,
absolutely.
Mate.
Absolutely. Clown them, really? Dave. Clown them, Dave. Now, it went into uproar when I said this on the show. People going, what's your dickhead? It was on.
It's 9 Gem.
It's on 9 Gem. That's not free to air.
Yes,
you
it is.
You can't get it. If you're operating off a Foxtel dish, you can't. There's
can't get it, Mickey. I'm with you. You can't get it, mate.
Channel 9. I've had this conversation with Channel 9.
Have
they,
you?
They said they were going to send a technician out to my house. I said, where's the dish? I said, I don't know.
So why don't you just unplug your Foxtel and tune it through your TV? You've got free to wear on your TV.
You make it sound so simple.
Go on. Case of bricklaying, anyway.
I'm not a Sparky.
You don't have to be an electrician to tune your TV.
See these hands? They don't do technical work.
Get the twins to do it. Sorry, I'm not on yet, but get your twins to
absolutely
do it.
Rosie.
Fred and Lenny, they'd work it out in a heartbeat.
Fred and Lenny,
masterminds.
On my phone, they know how to use my phone.
Exactly,
They can hotspot my phone, whatever that is, to get onto their computers.
Yeah.
And when I took them to Crown recently, I woke up in the morning and there was a room service trolley with a full breakfast and the two of them in robes. Cheering up, going, Dad, would you like to join us?
Those boys.
Dad,
are the
would you
best.
Like to join us for breakfast?
That's they so good. Brilliant.
Hey, Duke,
John. A case of Brick Lane draft for
good
you there, John.
John.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Ben's on the line.
Hey, Ben.
Ben, who do you want to clown?
Just had a clown boss of the company I work for, mate.
Okay, always a dangerous thing to do, but I'll go with it. What did he do?
Oh, they set us all on it for a COVID test and didn't check the rules. Once you get a COVID test, you got to stay at home until you get the result.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh,
so we had no workforce.
Well, there was 10 of us, but some guys got their results early in the morning. Some blokes didn't get them until the afternoon, so we had blokes that couldn't go to work.
Oh, that is gold.
And then to top it off, he wouldn't post for the day, the blokes that couldn't go to work.
I love
that stuff. Do you know what? This is a golden age for the sickie. A golden age. Life will never be better for the great Australian pastime of the sickie because all you got to do is say, I've got symptoms.
Bit of a sore throat.
I swear to God, I've got symptoms. Yeah. It would be irresponsible
of
you to go to work.
As an employer.
Your boss is going to say, don't come to work.
Of course you don't want to
come. Then you're going to have a test, which now involves another day before you go, actually, I was okay.
Oh, you've got this all worked. This is
I'm already 48 hours into a three-day bender before anyone's onto it. Write that down, kids.
That's pretty good.
I'm always one step ahead. Duke him.
A case of Brick Lane for you, Ben, if that's your real name.
Hey, Matt's on the line. Matt, you're calling from Howrah.
Oh, nice.
In the great state of Tasmania. Yeah. What's going on down there?
Well, I'd like to clown the Hobart City Council.
Okay, what have they done?
They've banned all non-biodegradable food takeaway containers and everything, which is, that's fine.
Mm. Yeah, good on
them. But what they've done is they've also banned those little things of sauce, or little things of soy sauce you get for your pies, your sushi, and all that sort of stuff.
What have they done with those?
So now, they got rid of them. Now you have to use a sauce bottle. So you put your sauce on your pie and then you have to go and try and find somewhere to eat it. By the time you get there, it's all soggy, it's ruined. No, not good enough.
Well, you know what? You're talking about one of the great Australian traditions. What I hate with sauce is those people who charge for it.
It seems wrong.
So I'll take free sauce in any shape or form, even radio station sauce, which, get that down to forensics.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know where that bottle's been.
Mm. While I'm here.
Okay, Rosie, what you want to unload? Who are you clowning?
Triple M.
Oh, the mothership.
Thank you. Yes. I had a pie for lunch today with
good on you.
Tom Beers, who works in our office.
Oh, Beersy. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, and just a plain old meat pie for Beersy, and he wanted some tomato sauce, which is fair enough.
Right.
House of M's, home of rock and roll, tomato sauce given.
Bread and butter. Easy.
No, I checked three floors of this building. I went to the kitchen. I went to people's desks. What? I'll tell you what condiments I found that were not tomato sauce. There was vegan mayo, egg mayo, gherkin mayo, Kewpie mayo, sandwich pickles, soy sauce, sriracha, barbecue sauce, chipotle, salsa picante, balsamic vinegar, and something that is known as rose and hibiscus hot sauce.
That is a disgrace.
A disgrace.
We should just
smooth FM.
I'm walking out.
No. We should just tear up our broadcasting license.
What happened to rock and roll? Tomato sauce is rock and roll.
Yeah. Of course it is.
It's the rock and roll condiment.
Yes.
And yet we don't have it in this building. Kids today.
No idea.
Hey, that's over three floors.
Mm.
So how'd you go? Did you put chipotle on your pie?
No, I went to Coles and bought a new bottle of sauce. It's in the fridge if anyone needs
it. Done for you. And if you want a serving suggestion, Matt Preston told me he likes to lift the lid off his pie, put the sauce directly onto the meat, replace the lid. And
genius.
You're like, it is genius.
Oh,
yeah.
Matt Preston.
Another big week of big name guests joining Malloy. We've got Glenn Robbins, Andy Lee, Melanie Bracewell. She's on a new TV show. Celia Pakwola will be with us as well. Adam Rosenbach's Nerily. You know the usuals. They'll be here as well. Join us next week, Monday, to drive you home again. Malloy, Triple M.